Edition, episode 89. Alex Kaprinsky, Demetri Williams, in the studio once again. Alex in the darkness, Demetri in the light, which is very ironic considering I'm the black guy and you're the white guy. But I love the dichotomy, man. Here. Here we are, episode 89. I think we went on at this point, I'm not even going to call them hiatuses. They're just
small breaks, blips.
Small breaks. Blip. Not even. Yeah, this is just our release schedule.
Yeah.
You get a podcast a month, essentially, is what you get. You get one or two a month.
Maybe.
And you better like it.
I was going to say, be thankful.
Be thankful. Be thankful that we are keeping this going. I think one or two a month is a decent pace at this point.
Oh, me too.
Given like how busy our lives are. Like we got stuff going on. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But episode 89, we don't have anything too crazy to talk about, which is kind of annoying because we're on the cusp of probably the biggest album of the year, this Drake and 21 Savage collaboration, at least in the rap world, probably the biggest album of the year. So next week or whenever we do the next podcast, we're going to dive into that probably fairly significantly because I think you're actually going to like that album, unlike a lot of the other things that have come out this year where you're just like, next. Next.
That album's for me.
Yeah, right. That album was made with your name on it. So looking forward to diving into that album when it comes out. But we do have a few other small topics to discuss in the interim. Obviously, I have not told Alex about any of these. As usual, he is in the dark, both figuratively and literally, when it comes to this podcast.
Love so that.
We'll get into that in a second. But before we get into that, Alex Kaprinsky, how have you been?
I'm good, dude. I saw the Knicks opening day the other day.
Tough.
Yeah, they look good. They whooped the Pistons, which was lovely.
Absolutely. They
are back. Basketball is back, which is good.
Basketball is back. That's it's actually an interesting basketball season this year. Like I watched the season preview podcast, and I was like, there's a lot of good storylines out there. A lot of good teams. No team like really sucks.
No.
Like, there's maybe, like, five teams that you're like, six teams that you're like, they're legitimately bad. Like, the Kings are bad. The Pistons are bad. The Magic are bad.
The Wizards are mid.
The Wizards are mid this year. Yeah, they're not terrible. They shouldn't be terrible. Everyone should be fairly competitive. So, the Pacers are bad. But, there's not too many of those teams. For the most part, it's really going to be competitive in both conferences, which is good. You know, you actually turn on the game and you're like, all right, I don't know what's going to happen with this. It's actually worth my time to watch it. I wanted to ask you about this too. I've definitely taken a step back in terms of my sports watching cadence. Like I
100%.
Don't watch nearly as much sports as I used to, say 2 years ago. And I don't keep up with it as much as I used to.
Me neither.
I remember when people used to tell me like, I don't really keep up with sports. I'm like, you don't keep up with sports?
What are you doing with your life? Yeah,
what's wrong with you? Why don't you keep up with sports? Weenie.
Yeah.
But now I'm basically in that person's shoes of like, I don't really keep up with it.
I don't care that much. I feel like it's like religion, right? It just kind of like brings people together. Is that the point?
It's kind of like that. I think it's a shared bonding experience. I think people like, it gives people something to care about, essentially. Gives people something to do. It's almost like politics, I feel like, of just it adds to conversation, it gets people riled up, people get invested, you know, and it just kind of goes from there. So I can understand the need for sports. I remember during the pandemic when there was no sports, it was like the world was, well, not the world, but the U.S. was like, you know, people were about to to gouge these people's eyes out because there's no basketball going on, or gouge their own eyes out maybe. And now that it's back, I think a lot of people are appreciative of that. So I kind of keep like a loose tab on it, but I don't really get invested in regular season. I really don't start paying attention until like later in the season, playoff time,
because
that's when people really start to play. So, I think the players take that mentality too, like especially in basketball where there's 82 games, or baseball where there's like 100 and some odd games.
It's a long season.
It's like, all right, like game number 77 of the season. Woo! Yeah. Like, come on.
Here we go.
Speaking of baseball, though, the Phillies are actually on the cusp of a World Series berth. How about that?
Yeah, hide
Didn't
your
see
kids.
That coming this year.
Yeah, hide your kids, hide your dog, hide everything.
Dude, they literally greased the poles in the city tonight because they're preparing for people to just go absolutely buck wild over the Phillies.
Told you, dude, I went down there the night they won the Super Bowl. I almost got hit by a firework. There was a lot. It was insane.
It was a lot going on. I was going to say, that's a dangerous time to be in
the city.
But it's fun. I was going to say, but it's fun, though, to be honest. So I hope they I hope they make it, because if they do, it's gonna be. Oh, they did actually. They won. I just looked this up actually. They beat the Padres 4-3 to advance. Wow.
Was that today?
It was today. Yeah, it was earlier today. I can't believe they beat the Padres 4-1 in the series. That is impressive.
I gotta look at my Twitter timeline.
They're a buzzsaw right now. And now they're going to the World Series. That is crazy. So I was going to say, if you're interested in seeing all the shenanigans that are going to take place in Philadelphia, definitely stay tuned to your Twitter, because you will be seeing some interesting stuff tonight. The city is definitely ravenous for another championship, and we could be getting another one. The Eagles, what, were 2017, 2018, and now the Phillies could be 2022. Yeah. So that's pretty dope, actually. Philly is a good sports town. I feel like we like Philadelphians poop on it, but like it's actually a pretty decent sports town, and the Eagles are undefeated still. Like it's a lot going on, but aside from that,
yeah, Broad Street does look like it's heating up.
It's heating up. It's heating up, and it's only 8:30.
Broad Street, yeah. Oh God.
So, if I didn't have other things to do this evening, I feel like I would want to go partake in those festivities, but I'll leave it for the true diehard fans. Cause honestly, I'm a fly by night fan. I just hopped on the bandwagon since I saw them doing well. And then look at that. They're in the World Series. Just as I predicted.
Just as you thought.
Just as I predicted. But anyway, to get into this episode 89, we got a few random mixed topics to talk about. Actually, something is going to be a continuation of what Alex and I were talking about before the podcast, which is healthy eating, but just eating in general, actually, I will say. Have you realized that it's very hard to have a good diet as a early 20s male in this country? Am I alone in that?
No, you got to cook, I feel like, to do that. And if you don't have the time to do that, it's tough, I think.
What are you averaging right now in terms of times that you cook per week?
Two.
That's not bad.
Maybe. Yeah, two.
Okay. What are you making?
Dude, what am I making?
I just make like pasta, sauce, eat.
Yeah. No, you got to throw some chicken in there or something. Like I do. I have a lot of like pre-cooked chicken, like pre-cooked strips. Yeah, you can go to the bodega and get like they have four or five kinds of like different, like, I don't even know what you would call them. Have you seen those? Do you know those Tyson's chicken pre-cooked things
like
that
tenders?
You see, though? Not even tenders, though. It's not bread. It's like those grilled pre-cooked pieces.
Oh, really?
Basically. Yeah.
So you basically just come home, toss it in the pan, and it's done.
Done. Yeah. So wow. They got
it's already pre-seasoned and everything.
They got fajita seeds. Yeah, they have like five or six varieties, and it's good. It's like not
that's
super
very convenient.
Expensive. Yeah, and then you don't have to cook the chicken. I hate cooking chicken too. It's gross. It's like slimy.
Well, you don't like the process of like cutting off the fat of chicken, like slicing it up, like then seasoning it, letting the season
I could never
in,
cook
then
chicken.
It.
Yeah, no, it's a process.
Yeah,
it's gross.
It is. It can be annoying, and yes, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of disgusting parts of chicken that you do have to cut off.
Food
I usually do boneless, skinless.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
just
yeah,
go
yeah.
From there. But if you do it like from the very beginning, it's gonna take a while.
Takes a while. Yeah.
It takes a little bit.
Food freaks me out too, dude. I don't love the idea of kind of like cross contamination and all that stuff.
You are terrified of cross contamination. We talked about
petrified.
This
yeah.
Did you have like a bad experience with this
no.
As a kid or something? Huh. I wonder why you're so like.
Cause people like they cut chicken and they cut something else with the same knife and don't clean it. I feel like people are crazy when it comes to that.
Bro, you know that's happening at the local food places that you go to. Come on,
no,
now.
They cook in the open at the bodega. I know exactly what they're doing. There's no kitchen back there.
Do you ever worry about the places that you don't see, like when you hit up like a fast food restaurant or something?
Oh, one. Well, I know people that work in fast food and they're grimy as hell. So yeah, no, I.
I know the grimy dudes that are back there.
And I do the same thing. And nothing against people that work at fast food, but like I can't, some of them aren't the most sanitary people at the face of the planet.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you agree?
Don't loop
do you,
me into
do you
this.
Agree? I'm asking you a question. What are your thoughts? I feel like that's what you were implying. So,
Alex is making me take the stand here. Let's see. I feel like when it comes to fast food, by and large, like, the people working in fast food are like, what, under 19?
Yep.
Usually.
That's what I mean, dude. It's like their food safety care. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Super
like they're
high.
Just. Yeah. I mean, at that age, like below 19, you're kind of just like getting into your own when it comes to cooking, like in your own regular life. Like your parents have probably still been cooking for you up until like high school, beginning of high
You
school,
gotta go
whatever.
home and do your math homework. I feel like you're not probably caring too
Right,
much about
right.
what's going on at the local
Exactly.
Wendy's. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like that patty drops on the floor and you're like, I'm not getting
Maybe I
like
should put
yelled
that
at
back
over
on the
that.
grill. Yeah, no.
And I'm gonna go ahead and do that. The heat's gonna burn off any germs. Simple math, you
So that's
know?
what I'm
Simple
saying.
stuff
Yeah.
like that.
Nothing
So
against fast food, but like I can't imagine that a lot of them are the
you
most
definitely have something
sanitary.
against fast food workers. That's all right.
No. People gotta get paid.
Hey, absolutely.
Just
And
pay
they
them
got to
more.
get, what'd you say?
I said pay them more, actually.
Actually, I agree. Pay them more. Doing food service work is not
They
easy,
have
but
a hard, their job is harder than mine,
their
dude, by
job is hard.
far. And I'm
You
not
think it's
kidding.
a lot harder than
Yes,
yours?
I think it's harder than mine.
Really?
Fast food, that kind of like, yeah,
Grind.
that service job, yeah, that's hard.
What would you, actually, this is an
It's
interesting question.
hard.
Then we'll go back to food. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate your job in terms of difficulty?
Can I get like a baseline of what a five would be?
Let's say a 5 is,
It's hard,
it's a good
right? Because it's
question.
super subjective, I feel like.
I'm gonna say a 5, and this is me being biased. I'm gonna
Yeah.
say a 5 is like working in a retail store, because I think working in a
Retail's
retail
hard too.
store, it is, but I would say food service is harder.
Food service is harder, I think too.
I would. So I would put food service at like a 7 or an 8.
Food service, but yeah, I was gonna say food service might be an 8 or 9, depending on what
But then
establishment
you
you
got to
work
think, like,
at.
if you're going 9, 10, like, what about very dangerous,
Feel like nine, ten
you
is like
work on a railroad or
I'm talking
something?
underwater welding and stuff like that would be a
Listen,
9 or a 10.
okay.
That'd
Now
be
hold
a
on a second.
ten.
Working at your local Wendy's is not remotely close to underwater
Oh,
welding.
that's what
I'm
I'm saying. No,
sorry.
that's a 10. The Wendy's probably 7 or an 8, but the 10 is like that's like an
Bro,
S
they can't
tier.
be that
That's an
close.
S tier. Well, no, you gotta have a tier above the 10, I feel like an S tier,
True.
the God
Okay.
tier.
So what we're saying is there's a big gap in between each letter
I
or
think
each
so.
number
I
here.
think so.
Okay. Fair enough. We don't have. We should have done this on a
Like
scale of
10
one
is
to 100, to be
untouchable.
fair.
Yeah.
But we just did it 1 to 10. Okay. So 10 is like underwater
All right, never
welding,
mind.
working on a
Wendy's fast food's 6
railroad.
probably, right? Retail 5, fast food 6.
So where are you putting you? Car salesman is somewhere in there as well. It's a difficult job.
God, I don't know. 5 or 6?
I was gonna say, I feel like honestly my job now is around as hard as my retail job
Yeah.
was, to be
Five or
honest, in
six?
terms of when I was like doing retail management. In terms of stress level and like, granted, I didn't like my job back then, which I think is what made it harder, but
Yeah.
just overall, the full package, I would say probably all the difficulties that come along with being a retail manager is probably somewhere around the same level of stress that I have
I
now
agree.
in my current
I
role.
think the beauty of what we do is we cut out having to deal with,
People.
well, like
The public, I mean.
the public. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we've kind of cut off a large
Any
swath of people that I
job
don't
where
want
you're
to talk to.
dealing with the public, no offense to the public,
Now,
because
the
I'm part of
public
it.
is crazy.
Public is
The
pretty
public is
crazy, yeah.
crazy.
I think that's what makes those jobs really difficult. If you were just working at a Wendy's and all you got were very nice
Yes, would be
people all
great.
day, it really wouldn't be that hard of a job. I mean, you're working at a like kind of like a hot environment, it's very cramped, etc. But
That's manageable.
it's not that bad. But when you throw in like people wanting to throw hands at the register and like
That's the
throw
thing.
food back in
Yeah.
the takeout window, like it becomes too much. People yelling at you. It's just like, come
Yeah, I
on,
want to be on the
dude.
I want to be on the line for sure. I don't want to be at the register.
On the
The
line, like
line
you want to be
cook.
like a fry cook.
1,000, as opposed to being at the register, yeah, 1,000%.
I think I'm just gonna be the janitor at this point. I'll be
I could do
the
that too.
cleanup guy.
Maybe the
But
drive-through
anyway,
window guy, I could do
yeah, the
that.
drive-thru window, the one that just takes your card, he doesn't do
That's
anything else.
no, I
Yeah,
need the
just take your
card guy.
card.
Yeah, it doesn't prep the
Yeah, I just
food.
swipe it. That's it. I'm done.
Welcome
That's
to
all I do.
Wendy's. What can I get you?
Oh, I'm not even sure if I want that job because they get verbal abuse all the time as well.
Man, you're right.
I
I feel like
Oh
I could. I feel
boy.
like I could hold that down.
You probably could. It's It's funny some of the videos that you see when it comes to drive-through windows of like they start arguing. It's like, well, pull around then. Pull around and we can see what's going on.
Catch
It's
me
like, oh
outside.
no. Literally catch me outside. I'm sure there's been many hands thrown in a Wendy's, McDonald's, or Burger King parking lot
Yeah, I
across
just.
America.
Yeah, I feel like I could wouldn't care enough to get mad, in all honesty.
I don't know. People can get you riled up in that type of environment,
Takes
especially
a
if you had
lot
a
for me to
stressful
get
day.
upset.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. But some of the things that like I've seen happen at these establishments, there's I'm not sure if I would have been able to keep my cool in that instance.
I've gone into a couple Philly McDonald's at like 2 a.m. It is
they're not pretty.
Wild play. It is a yeah. There's people on the floor. It is a scene. You don't go in the bathroom. Swear to God.
Oh my God, the bathroom is a nightmare.
Don't go in the bathroom. My Lord, cleaning that.
There's just like literally what you said, just people on the floor. Just on the floor. Yeah. I don't know why they're
top
just on
of tables.
The floor.
It's wild.
Top of tables, people like jumping over the thing to go get their own food. It's a lot going
just
on.
Another reason why, yeah. You got that to worry about while you're cooking food. No wonder burgers are falling on the floor.
I got to
fight for
sure
your life.
Dude, I got to make sure this dude isn't gonna come over the counter on me.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh my God, I just imagine you fending off somebody with a spatula.
Man, maybe we need to arm our industry, our service workers. Like Jesus Christ.
There's somebody. There's got to be a security guard in every McDonald's across America.
That actually would be a good idea. They need like a bouncer.
A bounce. Wow. How far have we fallen as a society that you need a bouncer for a fast food place? But getting back to kind of the main topic.
Yeah, sorry.
That was a fun tangent. But what I was thinking earlier today, I made a decision. I was like, you know what? Paint the picture. I'm going to start eating healthier.
Good for you.
As I started to step back and evaluate my meals and just food overall, I was like, this meal could be better. Like, I don't have to eat the same thing. And I do have a superpower of eating the same thing over and over again. I've done it for like a year before I came to this epiphany.
What's
like,
the same thing?
I mean, I usually have the same thing for breakfast most days, which is usually cereal or turkey, bacon, and eggs. That's like my two prong.
What kind of cereal? We're gonna dig into this a little bit. Okay.
Oh no, absolutely. Ask me all the qualifying questions. Okay. I know my grocery questions? Like
with
stuff like by memory.
First of all, this is an important question. With almonds or?
Oh, absolutely. Don't even ask me such an insulting question.
I was
question.
Gonna say
with almonds.
You. Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Honey
what kind
roasted,
of moron
whatever.
Gets it with no almonds?
I hate that the fact that they even offer. The
like,
other
why thing. Is that an offered product? I have no idea. Okay.
You don't even need to put the with almonds. Just say honey bunch of the votes. Yeah, I know what's in
it's
it.
It's implied. You're
right. So honey bunch of the votes with fat-free milk because I don't like whole milk.
Okay.
I should probably start drinking oat milk,
like
but apparently
milk.
That's not good for the
no,
world.
No, it's not that. It's not. Too much water. Use a lot of water
exactly.
to make.
Right, exactly. Which is why I use water in my oatmeal, as we talked
yes.
about earlier.
Fair enough.
Even though I'm a scumbag for
you
it,
are.
It's helping the world. So that's my breakfast.
Okay.
Usually for lunch, I'm having like a sandwich, you know,
what
potato,
kind of, what?
Potato bread. Excuse me.
What,
listen.
What kind of deli meats are we talking here?
Honey ham, usually. Honey ham, roasted turkey.
I'm a turkey. Okay, I'm a turkey guy.
Okay, I was going to say
honey
I got some taste
like.
Here. Cheddar
okay.
cheese.
Of course.
Very basic.
Thank you for not using American.
Very basic, right? Or maybe if I want to get fancy, I might do like a pepper jack or
okay,
something.
Okay, are there condiments and are there like
nope.
other...
I'm not a condiments guy. I'll be completely
honest
with you.
Just dry dog in the sandwich.
Dry dog in the sandwich. It's me and that sandwich.
Is there
dry
lettuce
as can
or
be.
Tomato?
Nope.
You are wild. Is there a pickle?
Nope. dude,
do you
I
dip
get,
it in
I
water?
The most...
Hold
no,
up.
If I dipped it in water, I would be wild.
There's 2 pieces of potato bread, a piece of ham, and a piece of cheddar, and that's what you're eating.
Yep. Dude, my sandwiches are hella basic.
How do you not put like a condiment on there? That is, I freaking feel the sandpaper in my mouth as we're talking about this. Like it tastes like a desert.
It's funny you're saying you this because I was I was saying to somebody the other day, or they were saying to me, I was like, why are your sandwiches so like basic? And I was like, I mess with a dry sandwich. What can I say? Like I don't have time to be doing all this fancy schmancy.
You do
stuff.
Have time. You need to put like something on there. I don't care if it's
should
like...
I, should I be putting some type of condiment on the sandwich? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, that is. I don't even know if you could make a sandwich like that. It just how do you eat it?
I just one bite at a time. You know,
I couldn't make it too like it's just too dry, dude. Like you need, do you have a giant water next to you as you're eating it?
I do actually. I drink a lot of water when I eat my food.
Yeah, right after every bite, right?
There's no sustenance.
Only way to
on
get it.
It
down. Got it. Okay. So we have a really dry sandwich for lunch.
A very dry
is
sandwich.
Your side.
For lunch. No.
What are we doing here? Dry dog in the turkey sandwich.
I'm dry dogging the turkey sandwich, and I gotta say, I'm not mad at it. You know, I feel like, well, actually, no, I lied about the size thing. Sometimes I will have tater tots with the sandwich as a side, and
Love that.
some days I might do a little dipping sauce. I do have sauce on the premises. I have ketchup. I have Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Right, I'm not
Great
a complete
choice.
scumbag.
You know, you're gonna make fun of me. I'm a mayo guy though, so
You are. I
I'm
know
throwing
you're a
that on my
mayo
sand.
guy.
You gotta
Oh,
make it not
Jesus.
dry, dude. I do turkey like salami, mayo pickles, and that's what I'll do at the bodega on non-toasted white bread.
Oh my God. I feel like, I don't know. The jury's out on mayo. Spicy mayo, sure.
Spicy mayo's
Regular
good.
mayo, it's just, what is it? What is mayonnaise?
I don't know. I agree with you. I'll do chipotle mayo on a lot of my sandwiches.
Yeah, like, come on. You gotta give me something
It's
more
like an
than just
aioli.
like.
I agree. I'm a big aioli guy too. Fancy man. But we're getting off track here. What's for dinner?
Oh my God. I feel like for dinner
Yeah.
can vary a little bit. So
Okay.
I'll do maybe like a chicken, right? I usually do two prong for dinner. Chicken or ground turkey is kind of like my this way that way. And
Breast,
that obviously
thigh,
that
wing.
can I'm a breast type of guy.
Classic.
So because it's just so
It
versatile.
is.
And that branches and I think dinner is probably the one meal that I probably like nail. But I think when it comes to breakfast and lunch, I could be doing a lot better, which is kind of the overarching goal here. But dinner, I do a bunch of different things. I do chicken parm, I do baked ziti, I do Alfredo,
Sounds
I
great.
do tacos, I do burritos, I do all different types of
Lunch is
things.
what we got to tackle.
Lunch is really,
I
really what
mean,
we gotta grab by the horns here. But overall, the whole thing is to be healthier. With my meal choices, because obviously, when you sit back and think about some of these things that don't seem that offensive, like potato rolls, for instance, it's like, oh, like that's not a big deal. But in reality, they have a lot of sugar in them, unfortunately. And when it comes to carbs as well, it's not always the best choice. Yeah,
I'm gonna be
we're
honest with
getting
you,
into that.
dude. On
We're getting into
on the
that.
spectrum of unhealthy eating, you're doing pretty good.
I
You're doing
am, but I could
really
be
good.
doing better. I could be doing better because I need
Yeah.
to. What you may have realized, I haven't eaten like any fruits or vegetables
There's
in
no
the
fruits in
entire
here.
day,
Yeah, no. Not even
and
cute.
that's an issue.
Yeah, I'm a bit. I love. I'm a big fruit guy. Like a
I know, and I
banana.
was gonna
Mix that
say, I
in.
know you're gonna. First thing he says is the banana. Sus, decide. You decide if it's sus or not.
Do you not like bananas?
What'd you say?
Do you not like bananas?
I do. You know, actually there's like a
Love
th there
bananas.
was a, actually a discussion that was had of like what is the best fruit in terms of just overall. And I think banana might be the best fruit when you think it's the perfect portion.
Do we want to do a
It's
top
portable.
five? I agree. There's a lot of good things. It's got a covering on it, so like you said, you can throw that in a bag.
It literally does. Dude, nature hit it 10 out of 10 when they made the
That's
banana.
what I
I'm not
mean.
gonna lie.
They're easy to
Dude,
open, like
you can cut them up and fry them and like have that be its own thing. Like, dude, yeah. Bananas, they are the top tier fruit. Even though they are shaped phallically, like they are the top
Dude,
tier
I didn't
fruit.
even think about the portability element of the banana, but like
It's
that is elite. That is elite. No,
No,
that's an
when
elite
you said
fruit.
the covering, that's what I was like,
That's
oh shit.
elite. No, that's 'cause even with the apple, like you got to wash that off with it 'cause it's got
You
skin on
do.
it, but the
Banana?
banana,
Nope.
you could throw that thing in the trunk and whip that out and open it and you'd be good to go.
Putting a banana in your trunk is
Multiple. Yeah,
wild.
that doesn't have to even go in the bay. I mean, it's
It doesn't.
protected.
But you know the amazing thing? If you drop a banana on the floor, you don't have to discard that. Like, that's
No.
like, okay, this is fine.
You
I'll
don't
just
even have
peel
to
it
wipe
open
it off.
carefully.
Yeah.
And
It's
I'll just.
unbelievable.
I'm going to work. Unless you're the type of sadistic
Wow.
bastard that like eats a banana in and the skin, I think you
Do
reap
people
all the
do that?
I've seen that before.
You're kidding.
I'll send you a video. I'll send you a video of this after the podcast of people eating bananas just like right in the middle. I don't know if that's real or fake or embellished or whatever, but I've seen it. But
got it. Noted.
Yeah, crazy, crazy times that we're living in. But anyway, so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have more fruits and vegetables overall. So cutting out things like tater tots and putting like potatoes instead, or like just regular sweet potatoes, and like boiling those or like cutting them up and, you know, dropping them in the oven. Having oven roasted potatoes are actually very good. You know,
oven roasted potatoes are good.
For breakfast, cutting out the cereal instead, maybe doing like yogurt and granola or something like that instead. It's just like incremental changes, nothing too crazy, but trying to tackle my lunch and breakfast a little bit better and adding in more fruits and vegetables. That's the overall kind of thing, and just more healthy things in general, and take out a lot more of the sugar. So that's overall kind of like my healthy eating. But what I've realized trying to do this, eating healthy is really hard.
Yeah,
like I don't know why it's this difficult, but it is really difficult to eat healthily. I feel like it's and maybe it's just because I've bred myself to do this. It's really hard to be able to like sit back and be like, okay, how do I go about grocery shopping in a very intentional way?
Oh, I can't.
And
do
like
that,
think
yeah.
about what I'm doing and putting in my body and evaluating that and make sure I'm choosing the right brands. Like, it's a very complicated process. And I think it just brings me to my overall point that food is a lot more important than, like, I think what society kind of gives it credit for right now. Like, food right now, I feel like for me, is just like a thing I have to do of like, all right, I need to go make some so I don't die.
You know, it'd be
like,
cool.
Let me just go.
If we made grocery stores that like had like all the ingredients.
Let me stop you right there. Amazon Fresh. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, all the ingredients that you would need for a specific meal. Right next to each other. Like, if you could pull out like a meal card from a grocery store and you could just like have all of your ingredients in like a single area, and that's what you would cook. I feel like that would be the intuitive way to do it, but nobody does that. It's like HelloFresh, but instead of like having to order it and pay $1 gazillion, your local grocery store could like do the work for you.
You know, and I think those meal delivery things like HelloFresh, Blue Apron, like those were a good idea in concept. But then, like you said, it sometimes becomes so exorbitant to keep up with those things.
Yeah.
It's like, is this even like really helping me at this point? Like, or is this just like, if you have the wealth to do it consistently, it's like, oh, this is great. But at the end of the day, it's sometimes I think it's like not as sustainable as they like to make it out to seem. Also, I don't think the portion sizes are like super
just
big,
tiny.
To be quite honest.
Yeah,
with you.
No.
Yeah, I see some of the things Scam. That comes in. I'm like, This is supposed to be serve a family of three or a family of five. Not my family.
$45. Yeah, it won't even serve me, dude.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's supposed to work. So overall, this is just, and we could talk about this on future episodes, but I'm on a journey to eat better and to do better things when it comes
to food choices. Become a smoothie guy, I feel like.
I do, and I ordered a blender today.
There it is. God, I am.
I am full. I'm all in.
Yep. Okay.
So I think mornings are going to be smoothies.
That's the easiest thing to do.
Like smoothie and granola. And I'm just, I was going to say out the door, but I'm basically just at my desk.
You just throw it in a blender. It's easy.
Yeah. Really easy. So I think I'm going to pick up some protein, pick up some peanut butter, you know, a fruit medley, a banana, maybe.
Maybe a couple.
And then a little bit of honey. Throw that in there. I would do oat milk, but I'm not a scumbag, so I'll probably do regular milk. And yeah, that'll be my smoothie in the morning. So we'll see how it works out. We'll see if these things actually make like a substantive change to my health. And yeah, overall, just trying to be a healthier version of myself. So, but that was my kind of piece of it. But in terms of your eating habits, you're a lot more interesting than I am, I feel like, because you eat out, but you don't necessarily like eat like crap when you eat out all the time. Like you go, like we said before, I'm not sure if this was recorded or not recorded, but you go in spurts of eating healthy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh, I've just been eating baked chicken and broccoli for the past 4 weeks.
Disgusting, but yeah, I've done that.
I know you have. You madman. So
yeah.
Why, why, where are you at?
Where now? Am I in the cycle? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm in a good middle ground. Not eating great. Probably more bad than good, in all honesty. But you know, sprinkle a banana in there, I feel like it net neutrals a lot of the other stuff. So
interesting. Okay, so when it comes to you had a very big cookie earlier today.
Yeah. I walked 10 miles. I have to reward myself, dude.
Fair. So you're that type of person of like, if I do like a you know, strenuous activity or do something that involves, like, you know, me doing a lot of effort, like, I'm going to reward myself.
I am the kind of person that I should be more intentional about what I eat, but I'm not terrible, so I don't feel horrible if I, like, walk past something like that and get that, right? Like, I don't know. I probably should be a little bit more considerate about it and should be more intentional, but
yeah.
There's certain, like you said, there's certain spurts where I really care, and then there's certain spurts that I really don't care.
What do you think is like the
fell out of my chair.
That would have been bad. What do you think is like the catalyst that triggers or like changes the pace of you eating healthily versus not eating healthily?
No catalyst. Healthily.
No catalyst.
Just happens.
It's just whatever.
Once you get on that train, I feel like it's easy to maintain it. And then if you slip up for like 2 or 3 straight days, completely goes downhill. It's like working out. Same thing. Work out consistently. Easy. Good to go. You could run that back in cycles for weeks and weeks and weeks. Don't work out for 2 weeks. Hard to get back on that train.
Right. Right. Exactly. Interesting. That's interesting. Maybe I need to do this cyclically, because sometimes I feel like if you eat, you go too far into one, it starts to get very boring.
You eat pretty good. I feel like you're relatively healthy as is, so you're making incremental improvements to what's already a pretty good baseline, I think.
On the spectrum, if we go back to the 1 to 10 scale here, yeah. 1 being not healthy and 10 being like, you know, Michael Phelps, I don't know.
Can I tell you where I think you're at, and then you can give me your answer? Because I don't want to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think you're at like an 8.
I knew you were going to say 8. I think I'm more at like a 6.
I don't know. If you're at a 6, I'm scared where I am.
You might. Jesus. I don't know. It's tough with you because even though you eat out, like the food that you're not eating like Wendy's. You know what I mean? Like you're like going and like, oh, what did you have? Oh, I had a chicken salad wrap. It's like, well,
yeah.
Okay.
Eat a lot of cold.
I don't know what to say about that other than like that's actually something that is not that bad for you. Oh, I guess you could say since you're eating it outside of your home, you don't know necessarily what was going into it from like a salt perspective and all that type of stuff. But it's not like you're eating like, oh yeah, I just pulled up and got my third Big Mac of the day. Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not eating fried food every day for sure.
No. For sure. So I would say if I'm a 6, I want to say you're probably like a what, 4?
Well, I think you're an 8 and I'm a 6.
Okay, so wherever I'm at, you're 2 tiers back.
Yeah,
or 2 levels back. Okay, fair enough. Until you go on your chicken and broccoli kick, and then you're like, you go monk mode.
Yes.
I've only drank water for the past 7 days. So, yeah, we're going to keep tabs on that and see how that healthy eating goes. I'm gonna report back and see if it actually has any substantive anything.
Impact? Yeah, I'd be interested to see. I feel like it will, but is it worth it? I don't know.
Well, that's the question. Is it
probably not?
Is it worth the suffering? Next thing I wanted to talk about was, and first things first, I have to get your take on this. Are you a Halloween person? Do you like Halloween?
No, I don't like holidays.
What is your whole deal? What is up with you? What are you on right now? What do you mean you don't like holidays?
You know, I like Christmas. That's basically it.
I was going to say, come on. You got it. Like,
Christmas is fire, but other than
that. You don't like Thanksgiving?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I just see my family. Other than, I like my direct family, but apart from that.
The extended family. I was going to say, I don't see my extended family during Thanksgiving.
I don't need that.
I like a couple
of them, but. And you know, I got to stop talking crap. I like most of them, but like it is an ordeal. Like you go, you have to socialize. I have to talk about how my job is. It's a lot. There's too many questions. You agree too. You're just not gonna say it. Yep. You see, your nod is you agree.
You're like, no, this is me laughing. You're like 60 years old already.
Yeah.
Like, you've just lived too much life for a 24-year-old. Dude, what do you mean? Like, you see them, like, once a year. Come on. It's not that bad, is it? No, Uncle Tommy no, coming up to you and bad. Asking you not what you're, bad. You know, what you've been doing no, for the past. However, it is like as you get older, you do kind of realize that it's like, all right, we got to do like this like weird social dance where we like, you know, talk to each other. It's kind of a formality. But I think later in life, I would be sad if I didn't have that.
No, I'll appreciate it probably at some point. I agree.
But right now, you're just like, you're too cool for school.
No, I wouldn't say that. I just don't like forced socializing.
You don't. No. I think that's fake the overarching socializing, theme
here. I feel like, is probably, yeah.
fake socializing. So what I was going to ask next of like, oh yeah, I don't like fake socializing either, but I'm very good at it because you kind of have to be in, you know, just regular everyday life. Because I think to a certain degree, the modern day like professional workplace is kind of like fake socializing to a certain degree.
I like that fake socializing.
Why? Why do you like that fake socializing?
A lot of my socializing in the workplace is real though, so it's very genuine. If I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't have to do a whole lot of fake socializing, which is another reason why I really like my job. So,
really, yeah. You don't have to do like a lot of you don't think you have to do that stuff?
For the most part, no. I don't really feel like I have to do that dance. People are pretty genuine, which helps a lot. And it's just like normal people too. So they're not, all of them aren't corporate robots, which is the best part. So
maybe, okay. I think you do have a good workplace going for you.
Yeah. No, I don't have to play it. Like, I hate the game, like the games that come along with a lot of people's workplaces. It's stupid to me. And I don't.
Yeah. I was going to say, deal with that. Some of the corporate like shenanigans I've heard of.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to be in those workplaces.
Nope. Me too.
So like, my overall question when it came to Halloween, though, was that when it comes to like, but to parlay, are you like a horror movie guy? Are you a scary movie guy or not really? I didn't think so. Not and I never all. Asked you that question before, but I wanted to know. Why do you think that is? Just never got into as a kid? Don't like hearing about Jason Voorhees like murder people?
Don't like it. Don't really... Not exciting to me. I would rather watch something else.
No, I agree. But I read this interesting article or like short essay by Stephen King the other day of like why people like horror things. Stephen King's a really interesting guy, by the way.
Interesting guy.
I feel like as a person, I think you would vibe with him well. Like, I think he's also the type of person like he was like 60 when he was like 25.
Like, I feel that.
He's just a very like wise, like just sitting back and looking at the world like type of dude. And he's very funny. I think his sense of humor, he has a very dark sense of humor, which I can appreciate.
Oh, I like that too. Yeah.
I was going to say, which I know you can appreciate too. Yeah, I think so. But he just kind of wrote this thing of like why people like horror. And I think it kind of goes into the same thing of like why people like true crime or why people like, you know, I don't know. It's just like.
Why do people like it? Now I'm interested because I don't know the answer.
Well, I think like the whole Jeffrey Dahmer documentary that just came out, or like reenactment, which I kind of find it strange of how much people were excited to see that.
Pay me to watch that.
No, I agree. I had no interest in that. Like, I don't want to relive.
People are
like,
weird. Yeah.
But look at how much it's like true crime and that type of stuff has captivated like our world right now. It's really strange, but it makes you think about like why do people like horror movies? Why do people like true crime so much? And I honestly think I think it's like some weird infatuation with like. I don't know, bad things. And I think his overall point in the essay, though, Stephen King, was that seeing bad things in terms of playing out on a screen in front of us kind of allows us to release that, like, negative dark side that just is innate internally. Which, at first, I was like, whoa. But then, at the same time, being humans that we are, just by nature, I think we kind of just have, like, a more animalistic, sometimes, you know, weird instincts inside of us that we don't necessarily have to use in modern everyday life. Like, you're going about, you're saying hi to your neighbor, you're picking up your paper, you're showing etiquette and social like grace, et cetera, et cetera. But I think to some degree was his argument. I kind of agree with him. These like let's say true crime stuff or horror stuff allow us to kind of, I don't know, tap into some weird like dark space in our brain that we can like satisfy with this. That's very, you know, obviously inoffensive, because if you watch a horror movie, no one's going to like lock you up in jail. and you don't really have to have any risk associated there. So I don't know. It just kind of made me think more on like this time of year and how much people like lean into like scary things or grisly things, or just in everyday society how much we're leaning into that more just regularly. Like it's almost like you're kind of glamorizing, like a serial killer has been turned into almost like a pseudo celebrity in like today's world of like, oh man, did you hear about, you know, the raincoat murderer? He killed like 10 people in Southern Alabama, and he gets a whole documentary about it. It's like, why are we like why are we doing a deep dive on this guy?
I don't know.
Almost like, you know, almost like giving him a platform. I don't know. It's very weird. I just kind of wanted to get your take on that overall. And I'm not into horror. I'm not into that genre at all either. So I guess we're probably going to be in the same.
I want to read that essay though. It sounds good.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I randomly found it online. And I was like, huh.
Because there's so much of that. Those are the most listened to podcasts too. Those true crime podcasts.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Those true crime podcasts. That's like the top 10 on any podcasting platform.
I got to ask. I work with a girl that like loves that, and I've never asked like why. Like, why do you like to listen to this? But now I kind of want to know. Like, why? Like, of all the podcasts you have, why is that the one that that you want to listen to? But same thing like NCIS, all that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like NCIS, Law and Order SVU. Et cetera, et cetera. Yep. It's like, why are we so infatuated with like crime and things going badly? I don't know. It's some weird instinct. But the listener, if you have an explanation for this, I'd love to hear it. Obviously, we have Stephen King's explanation, but I'm not sure how much truth there is to that, or if everyone agrees with that. But yeah, weird thing to kind of consider. But those are the two main topics I wanted to tackle on this episode. Anything else you want to chat through? That was already 45 minutes, which is kind of ridiculous.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? We talked about food and horror, and it took 45 minutes.
You know, I'm not a Halloween guy. Are you I know the answer to that question. Are you a holiday guy, though, or no?
Yeah. For sure. Christmas I like, especially now that I don't live with my family, I think even more so. Like, when they're coming around, I'm like, all right, like, time off work. Spending time with my family, my friends. It's kind of nice to go back home and like when like your friends are back in town.
It is.
And it's like, all right, like back in the day, everybody's getting back together. I haven't seen you in like 2 years. Like, what you been up to, et cetera, et cetera. I'm doing that with my family even because one of my sisters doesn't even live in the U.S. So it's like, all right, seeing her again is pretty cool. Yeah, I have a sister that lives in Germany.
What does she do?
Plot twist. She lives in Germany and lives with her husband who is in the military.
Oh, okay, got it.
So yeah, pretty cool stuff. But like stuff like that is like a nice offshoot of holidays. I don't really care about obviously gifts and stuff. Like if I need some, I'm just gonna buy it myself anyway.
Yeah.
At this point of being an adult, but it's nice to kind of like have the feeling, I guess, of that holidays bring and kind of like the ease to a certain degree, because the. Obviously, the world is the way it is right now. There's not a lot of happiness in the world right now if you sit down and, like, turn on the news. So I kind of like holidays. Halloween, I'm not a big fan of, though, for the reasons that we already discussed.
Yeah.
Maybe when I was a kid. But I don't eat sweets now. I don't eat cookies like Alex does.
Love cookies. Yeah, no. Super mid-holiday.
You are a are cookies your favorite sweet?
I mean, are we doing a tier list for that, too?
Yeah, give me a quick tier list. Top five sweet.
Top five all time, dead or alive. Cinnamon rolls is probably number one.
Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, real sleeper pick.
That's a big sleeper. That would have been left on the draft board for sure.
Yeah, no, definitely a number one. I think you got to throw the brownie cookie combo into a top five too somewhere if you've ever had one of those. It's like a half baked cookie brownie thing. Probably top time all five. I'm a big creme brulee guy. I would throw that into my top five too. Three and four. Like cheesecake a lot. Raspberry cheesecake at the four spot, and then
at the four spot at the power forward.
God, five is tough. I mean, probably Funfetti, dude. That's got to fit into the top five somewhere. I don't know how you can't have that in anybody's top five.
Wait, what'd you say?
You know exactly what I said.
I don't know what you said.
Funfetti.
Oh.
Come on.
Well, you got, you could just say cookies in general. You don't
no,
have to say
Funfetti.
Okay, you're
yeah,
you're
no.
wild. You're wild.
It's a specific
now.
Top five, dude.
Okay.
Funfetti.
I'm trying to think, my top five, if I had to do like my starting five for sweets, I'm gonna do general. I'm gonna do cookie, chocolate chip cookie.
Jordan.
Chocolate chip cookie really is the Jordan of
Jordan, I agree.
Of sweets. I'm gonna do brownie.
Kareem.
At the shooting guard. I'm gonna do
Bird.
Brownie as my I'll do Larry Bird as the Bird. Brownie. At the small forward, I'm gonna have LeBron James, the big fundamental, not the big fundamental, that's technically Tim Duncan.
Jimmy D.
But a fundamental suite that just is consistent, always there, played 20 seasons in the league.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with what's a good one for that? I think I'm going to go with ice cream.
I mean, that's a goddamn cornerstone. I agree.
That's a cornerstone. Yeah, you have to have ice cream in there somewhere,
actually,
right?
I got to rework my list.
I was going to say, I don't think you had ice cream in yours. So you got to put ice cream in there. So that's three spots down. The center, I need something to hold it down. Pie, I think I'm going to put as my center position.
Wow.
Sweet potato pie.
Wow.
I love me a sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie, interchangeable at the five spot.
David Robinson pick. Okay.
Literally the admiral I have down low as my pie. And for power forward, I need something with a little bit of finesse. I'm going to go with
Johnson.
Dirk Nowitzki at the power forward. I need someone who can step out and shoot a little bit, someone who's a little versatile. So we're going to do something that's a little bit
you're going to pick something wild. What are you going to say?
Yeah, some a little bit outside of the box. I think I'm going to go with – oh, I'm an idiot. No, I'm not actually.
Oh.
Actually, kind of, I'm going to go with red velvet cake.
Oh, that's all time. No.
At the four, now that I'm thinking
about
it.
That is a Tim Duncan pick. No, that's a fundamental.
That's a big
like.
Fundamental. Okay, yeah. Tim Duncan, I'm sorry. So that – what do I have? I have ice cream. I'll just say like butter pecan, something simple.
Really
butter
good.
Butter pecan ice cream, sweet potato pie.
Sleeper.
Chocolate chip cookie, brownie, and then
– not a cinnamon
well,
roll
red velvet
inside.
Cake. Not a cinnamon roll. I'm not a cinnamon roll guy. I was very surprised that you picked that.
Love
I'm not
that.
Gonna lie. I did not see that coming.
Have you ever been to a Cinnabon before?
No.
You're
what is that?
Missing out on life. I'm gonna let you find out.
You know what you see? You seem like a donut guy to me.
Not a huge donut guy.
I'm very surprised by that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
You look like a glazed donut type of guy. I'm
what
not.
What the hell
lie.
Is that supposed to mean? What do you think? Yeah. What is that supposed to mean? Elaborate.
Like when I look at you, I'm just like, if
Krispy
I didn't know
Kreme
you, I'm
guy?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like you look like you're going to go to Krispy Kreme, give me the 16 variety pack and just like crush it.
I used to do exactly that consistently.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a twice a week move. When I first moved up here, dude, we had a Krispy Kreme open up a week after I moved here. I mean, give me six of your finest donuts, please. And I would walk
oh
out.
Oh my God. Are you a glazed donut guy when you go to Krispy Kreme?
I do glaze, and I do the chocolate glaze with sprinkles. Is really a power move.
You I
do
knew you were a glazed donut guy.
Yeah,
I
no,
knew it.
I love glazed donuts. Me and Barkley, we love Krispy Kreme.
Why do you like glazed donuts? What is wrong with you?
What's not to like? I don't love like I'm not going to Dunkin' Donuts and ordering donuts. But if you take me to Krispy Kreme, I mean,
when that hot sign is on,
I mean, you make a U-turn and you go 90 miles an hour towards that goddamn sign.
That's bad. I don't know why people like glazed donuts. I've always been baffled by this.
What's not to like? This is what I'm baffled by.
They're just weird. I don't know. They're just weird.
No,
they're
Boston cream is weird.
Boston
jelly
cream
is weird.
Wild.
Yeah.
No, jelly is wild. Jelly's I agree wild. With you.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to be honest, and this goes back to my whole dry food like stance.
Yeah.
I like powdered donuts. I like the nice basic powdered donut. Yep. I know. I know.
Would you get those like donut balls? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Disgusting.
Or the plain donut. It's just nothing on it. Just a plain donut, like the one that Homer Simpson
Dude,
used to eat.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Bro, I love plain donuts. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. So now you get the variety pack when people would usually only eat the chocolate ones. You would eat the plain
Dude,
and
I
the
would
powdered ones.
They would usually be in the back left corner of the box of 16.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
wants
You'd
that.
You'd always
like,
have food.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. You saved it for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have that with like a nice,
That's crazy.
I don't know, side. Like
Seven
a
glasses
or
of
a
water.
Of
no.
No. That's why I like the basic donut, because it's good to eat
so
with something
dry.
Else.
Why do you like dry food?
I don't know. As I'm talking about this more, I feel like I love, I don't know. I feel like dry foods are just, like, I like being able to get the pure flavor of something. I don't want it to be tainted by all this extra stuff.
So when you go to a restaurant, like, what are you ordering?
Oh, well, that's a very difficult question. What restaurant are we talking about here?
Like, if you, Italian, what are you getting?
Italian, I'm probably going to get maybe like a lasagna. Test out what their lasagna is.
So it's got sauce on
for.
It.
No, I order things with sauce, if that's what you're trying to say. I order things with sauce, but I'm saying like, well, Italian food is a bad example because all Italian food is sauce, basically. But if you're saying like, if I'm going to
American.
Like a regular spot, yeah. Like, do I need to get sauce on my sandwiches or my chicken? No, I don't.
If you get a burger, what are you getting?
Oh, if I get a burger, let's say
I'm
Five Guys.
I'm scared to hear what this answer is.
I'm actually, yeah, you're not going to like this. I go to Five Guys, I get a bacon cheeseburger, maybe a little bacon cheeseburger, whatever.
Okay.
But I don't usually get anything else on it. I usually just get onions, and that's it.
I mean, that's an absolutely wild move.
I know. It is. It is.
So
now that
bacon,
I think about it, it's pretty
cheese.
Crazy.
Like, do you get
caramelized
like,
onions?
Okay, thank God they weren't just raw onions. Okay.
Oh my God, no.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you were going with the red raw onions.
That's fair.
No. Caramelized onions
put,
is a
like,
good
ketchup
play.
On it or whatever. See, but a lot of people like to do like mustard.
Oh, you'll do ketchup?
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
if they,
see, it's not.
Maybe I might. Honestly, I probably won't ask for it. I'm being
okay.
Honest.
So you'll be leave it up to them.
Yeah.
So if you go to Wendy's, what do you get? What's your 4 for $4?
Oh, my 4 for $4 is use the dry chicken patty. For sure.
No sauce.
A dry chicken sandwich. No sauce.
Do you ask? Do they put mayo on that and you ask for none?
I just say I'll just have the basic sandwich. They ask for sauces. I tell them none.
Okay, got it. Is there no pickles either?
Nope.
Okay, got it. So just chicken bread. What's number two?
And the 4 for $4?
Yeah.
Oh, nuggets.
No ketchup, no barbecue.
Nope.
Okay. What's the third?
The third, I usually what do I get for the third?
Is there fries in here?
Oh, yeah, fries. No sauce.
No sauce. Okay. And do you just tell them
and then
no
water.
Drink?
Water.
Okay. So you do get a drink.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, better get biggest water of all time to eat that. So, yeah, I would hope
gonna
so.
Say I'm going to die if I don't.
Yeah.
The only thing I could probably say I have to eat with sauce, maybe, and maybe it's just more I eat with water,
yeah.
like a Popeye's biscuit, so I don't
I mean,
die in the drive-thru.
You would suffocate, dude. There's no way.
I'm not a sauce guy. It's funny because people have always criticized me on it. I'm like, it's not a big deal. But now that we're sitting down talking about this, I am kind of a sociopath for never putting sauce on anything.
I just don't know how you eat.
I feel like
burger
sauce
is so dry, bro.
Just overpowering, bro. It's overpowering.
Yeah, well, that's why you got to like not lather it, but you got to have enough so it's not a dry bite.
I don't know, but why do I need the sauce to augment this? Like, it should be good on its own. Why can't it stand on
no,
its own feet? Like a man.
We have sauce. No, that's why we wear clothes. That's why we have sauce.
You did not compare sauce to clothes.
Yes, we're layered.
Bro, no.
That's
exactly the
same thing. No,
a
no,
sauce,
no.
A sauce is like a Rolly.
Do you
like
wear deodorant?
Like,
do you wear deodorant?
Of
that's
course,
sauce.
Yes,
that's
no.
sauce.
You put on shoes in the morning?
That's sauce.
That's sauce.
That's sauce.
No. Sauce is like things that augment you that you don't necessarily need. Like you.
No.
Oh, okay. Like I have glasses on. That's sauce.
That's
if
sauce.
If I have a watch on, that's sauce. But you don't need those things.
You do, because I couldn't see if I didn't have them. That's
I'm
sauce.
Saying like glasses for fashion, not that's glasses
sauce.
For vision. My contacts. That's
no,
sauce.
They complement you. That's what it's for.
I don't know. I'm not a condiment guy. Man.
Okay.
I'm not gonna
convince you. This is a hill clearly you've died on for years.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. I've been this way for a long time.
This is the problem too. If you go to like St. Joe's too, you need sauce. Like I don't know how you ate there.
What do you mean?
You need to distort the flavor of the food with sauce.
Well, I didn't need that. I didn't eat dining hall food for very long. I think I ate it my first year, and that was it.
Okay.
Then I dipped out.
You
dipped out
no no Chick-fil-A sauce? Like when you go to Chick-fil-A, you're just eating dry nuggets.
Dry nuggets, dry chicken.
Well, you have Sweet Baby Ray's. Clearly, you eat some. So, like, how is that? That's not going on the chicken,
bro. It takes me a long time to get through one bottle of that. I'm gonna be quite honest with you.
Oh my God. Okay.
Do you put barbecue sauce in your eggs? By the way,
no. Do people do that?
Dude, I had my friend come over and he kept putting it in his eggs. I was
that,
like, can you stop?
No. That's wilder than no sauce at all. That's the weirdest shit I've ever heard in my life. He puts barbecue sauce on eggs.
on eggs, dude. And he did it like 4 days in a row.
Did
you
hit him or her?
No, I wanted to sleep him, but I couldn't. I was like, I guess, like, if that's what you want to do, but why are you doing this?
It should be illegal.
It should be, but it's not.
He pulled the sweet baby Rays out of the refrigerator, and he put barbecue sauce on those eggs.
I'm going to send him this clip of this episode so he knows how weird he is, because he actually listens to the show.
That might be the only person that does that, like, in the U.S., though.
He said it was normal. He said, Kevin, if you were listening to this right now,
who the hell does that? You could pull 7,000 people, and Kevin would be the only one that would do that. You could pull the city of New York, and Kevin would be the only person that would do that.
So you're saying Kevin is weird for putting
that's like the person that there's a TikTok of people like pulling up to the bodega and they order like mayo and jam and put it on a croissant. That's that level of weirdness.
I gotta have him on to
barbecue sauce on eggs.
Barbecue sauce on eggs, bro.
Crazy.
It's wild. I'm glad you brought that. Let's end it right there. Barbecue sauce on eggs. Let us know your take of whether or not you agree on that, or your weird food takes in general. Do you put sugar
people
on
have
spaghetti?
Weird, people,
please
no,
tell
people
me
have no. Weird. People have weird food takes. I eat pickles with peanut
sugar
butter.
Sugar on spaghetti. So. That's not that weird, to be honest. Okay. That's not that
Never
weird,
mind.
I don't think. That's like celery and peanut butter. Like,
I
that's not
the same thing, too. Yeah, no,
it's
I agree.
Not too far-fetched. But if you're putting, you know, barbecue on eggs or mayonnaise on everything.
People do put mayo on everything too. Yeah, no.
Every dude, I know somebody
that.
Who eats mayo with fries, and I'm not getting jiggy with that either. To be
people,
quite honest with you.
So if you have aioli with fries, I can do that, which is fancy mayo.
You are a big aioli guy, yeah, huh?
Dude. A huge aioli guy. It's fancy mayo. you give me like a lemon pepper aioli.
You put it on anything.
I'll go to town. That is the perfect sandwich condiment right there. You put that on honey turkey goodness. And white bread. I'll take 5 of those, please.
Maybe that's why I need to augment my sandwiches. I just need to get a little bit of sauce.
That's
to drop
what
I. Off
dude, if you put aioli on that, you could have that every single day and you'd be okay.
I'm gonna get some pesto and some aioli to put on my sandwiches and revolutionize my life. Oh my goodness! All right, this turned into the food episode this week.
Don't choke to death on your dry sandwiches.
That's why I keep the water on me at all times.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a bev or it's over probably.
Bro, I gotta keep a bev.
Like people say that as a joke, you actually need it.
No, I keep a bev. I keep a bev on me. Usually water at all times. stay strapped with a bev. That has been the transition episode 89. Make sure to check us out on Instagram, @transition_pod. Check out Alex_Kaprinsky or Alex_Kaprinsky. Check out DimitriForever.Mugen. Let us know your crazy food takes. Please tell me is there a no sauce community that
no.
I can join? Like there's enough communities nowadays.
You need
where
a Facebook
accepted.
Support
like,
group, bro.
I do. I'm team no sauce. I'm team no sauce.